Hey, I'm Scott and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with my friend Men Ling talking about CDN,
yes.
One of my favorite things in Azure. You always bring me such great new features. So what do you have for me today?
So today I want to talk about Azure Scenarios. So CDN has been, we've been talking about as a standalone service. You enable CDN for any of your origin, any of your workloads. But today I want to talk about how CDN can be fitting into different scenarios you may have for your web content. So you may have a website, you may have a like large file, you may have videos, so or you have dynamic sites. So these are different scenarios you have. And then it's very challenging for CDN to have a unique solution to optimize delivery for all of them. So with this new feature I'm going to show you, we are going to optimize the CDN, turn on some feature in the backend by default for based on the scenarios you choose. And that's supposed to improve the performance and then give you better, so you don't need to you don't need to know everything about CDN, but we do the right thing for you.
I see. So you're saying I'm giving it a little hint for how I'm going to use it. And if I do that hint, it will be able to serve me better.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Ah, okay.
Yep. So let me go to the Azure portal.
All right.
As you see, I have a new endpoint here, but if I create a new, this is the new feature. We have one more question. We ask you, what do you want to optimize this endpoint for? Is it for general web delivery, which is the web content, website, applications, small images you have? Is it for general media streaming? Is it for live and video scenario? Is it for video on demand specifically or large file download? So this is the list that based on the provider, they support different features or they support different optimization, have different ways to optimize your delivery so it can change based on the provider. And then we're working to expand that list later on as well.
Okay, that's interesting because I have two CDNs. I have one for the images on my podcast, the faces of the people. So that sounds like general.
It's small images.
Small images, yep. You're right. They're like 4 or 5K.
Right, so that fits the general small, like general web delivery scenario.
Okay, and then the other one is every once in a while, I'll have to upload like a big file, a 50 meg file, or maybe an executable or something. So it's kind of like my little, my blog's download server.
I see.
So this would be large file
download. Yeah, it's going to be large file. So we consider everything that's above 10 meg. We prefer you to put that on in the large file because there are features we do. I'll give an example. So we're doing object chunking for large file download. So imagine you have a big 10 meg file, and then if you serve that to the client, you need to request from the first byte till the last. If it's there's no chunking, anything fail within the delivery, it could cause the failed the entire request. So you need to reload again, and then it's just very challenging. So what we are doing is chunking that into smaller chunks, and then you just CDN will go back to the origin, request that as 2 meg, for example, and then return that every 2 meg. We also do prefetch, meaning that once you start fetching the first byte, and then we'll go to the next section, and then next section before you even request it.
That makes sense.
So that will improve your large file delivery. The same thing with video. You don't want to like watch a video, not smooth, but we're doing these things in the back end to improve the smooth of your video delivery.
Yeah, that makes sense. If I'm downloading a 10 meg file and I've already got 2 megs, it's pretty clear to the CDN that
it's already cached
megabytes
on the CDN.
3 and 4 and 5 are coming soon.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. So though, this makes me think I've already done this though. I have already CDNs, but this feature didn't exist.
It didn't exist before, but now you can turn it on. So all the all the endpoints that you created before, before this feature, we put that under general web delivery, which is still the default option because most people will use that. But if you now go back to your portal and then look up the optimization, you can choose that and change that to other workflows. So for example, large file download today, you can do that here.
Fantastic. You read my mind. So then people who are watching this who have already used the CDN or fans of the CDN, they may now discover this feature and say, ooh, we need to change our company's download site to use large file download or for our media stuff to use general media streaming.
Right, exactly. So yeah, do that, and then based on the scenario. So I want to quickly talk about the general media streaming a little bit. Mm-hmm. So as you know, live streaming has become very, very popular. Mm-hmm. So you know, like in Asia, lots of people making thousands or even millions in the home by just live streaming themselves, sometimes just eating food.
It's very popular.
It's a growing business, and then that's why. And then we have Azure Media Services as a solution to customer. Mm-hmm. And this is the general media streaming is targeted from Azure Media Services because they are using mm-hmm. the same streaming endpoint both for live and then VOD. So you can start with live and then turn it into the VOD. But you don't want to come back here and change. Oh, start with live, then go to VOD. I need to tweak it all every time.
Right.
So we made it one option for you, general media streaming, that is both for live and then video, so you don't need to really know which one it is. But if you know specifically this endpoint is for video, then choose video, and later on we will have live as well once available.
Okay, so the difference between general media streaming and video on demand, how do I make that decision?
It's when you have a live streaming and VOD, you're using one endpoint, you don't know which one you don't know whether you're using it just for live or just for VOD, you should use the general media streaming.
Okay.
But if you use it just for video,
just for video on demand.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this is my answer most of the time, unless I specifically know I'm going to be doing VOD.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
So this is just the start of this feature. So later on, as you know, that based on the scenario, depends on the customer, sometimes the optimization can be very different. So we want to even further improve the performance. So we will be having additional advanced features, and then people can tweak that with their other rules, because we have rules engine for you to turn on many of the different configuration to even improve the performance. Mm-hmm. So this is just the start, and I will add additional features here as well later.
Very cool. I really like that you've made the CDN really easy to get started with. You've got just a checkbox, or within the web app, I can go and say, make me an endpoint. So getting started is very simple. Mm-hmm. But if you give it these hints, it works harder for you. It works better for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is the idea. We want to hide the CDN concept in the back end. We just think CDN should be just about improving the performance, and it should be just, you know, people don't need to know. It just improve my performance. Mm-hmm. So we made it super easy. It's one click for every feature.
Fantastic. If you're not using a CDN on Azure, you definitely should be. I'm using them, and we're learning all about CDNs here on Azure Friday.